Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress.
Don't miss our huge Memorial Day sale.
Going on now on all Serta mattresses.
Save up to $500 on Serta mattresses.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
KSL at Night was recorded and produced this afternoon. KSL at Night. Some of Utah's top political specialists join a roundtable on the day's biggest stories. KSL is at 102.7 FM and on every smart speaker when you say play KSL News Radio.
Welcome to KSL at Night. It is Monday, April 22nd. This is your host, Taylor Morgan. And I am not alone tonight. Breaking news, we have new co-hosts. But before that, listeners, speaking of breaking news, you can sign up to receive breaking news alerts directly from KSL News Radio sent to your mobile device, your phone, simply by texting the word breaking to 57500. Again, sign up for updates about breaking news from KSL News Radio by texting breaking to 57500. So listeners, it is truly going to be a great, great add to this program to welcome Adam Gardner, founder and principal of ASG Consulting. Adam, you have an incredible background working with, not only working with public officials, you yourself have been an elected official, perhaps the nerdiest office possible in Utah.
You can take pride in that.
Yeah, absolutely. You're someone who cares deeply about policy. You and I think, get excited about some of the same things and areas. So really excited to have your insight and your wealth of experience joining the program. Welcome to KSL at Night, Adam Gardner.
Taylor, really excited to be here. I don't know who recommended me for this, but they should be fired.
Taylor. It might have. Okay, it wasn't me.
All right, we'll edit that out. So, I want to thank you for having me on. This is a real treat for me. I have held the nerdiest office in the state. I was the Salt Lake County Recorder. If you remember, a few years ago, it was held by Gary Ott, and he was diagnosed with dementia and Alzheimer's, and actually his family had to sue to resign the office on his behalf.
Oh.
So there was a big scandal a few years ago in 2017. It was really messy. And so I ran against nine other people for that spot and was elected. And when I was elected, KSL did an alert. Adam Gardner was elected the Salt Lake County Recorder. And I looked at my wife and I said, this is the only time in history that the recorder's office will merit a blurb.
Well, I will say credit to you. Following the scandal, which did generate a lot of headlines, mm-hmm. right? And following your election, everyone promptly forgot about the Salt Lake County Recorder's Office, which I think
that's what we wanted.
That is a real testament to you and your public service. So well done on that front. Tell our listeners a little bit about what you do day by day. And then I'd love a taste of like personal life. What do you do for fun when you're not lobbying legislators up at the Capitol, Adam?
So I'm going to start with that because I love hanging out with my family. I've been married to my wife, Katie, for 11 years. I have four boys.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So they're 11, 8, 4, and 1. And they're
one.
Crazy. They're one is my youngest. We are done.
Okay.
I say he's my one and done.
Yeah.
We love hanging out together. We love taking trips together. We love going to Disneyland. We love going to Zion, to Arches, and just anywhere we can get away for a weekend is what we love to do for fun. Day to day, I've really been fortunate to work for some of the most knowledgeable folks in politics in Utah, local government, and really the country and the world. I started my career off working for Congressman Rob Bishop. I interned in his office in Washington, D.C., and then I ran his campaign and then later worked in his congressional office and had a great time working for him and learning from him. He was a high school teacher for 30 years, and so he loved really just being a mentor and helping me kind of understand my way through the Utah's political system. And you know what I've realized is that Utah is a place where you can't burn bridges in politics.
It's so true.
You have to, in my day job, I'm a lobbyist. I work for government affairs. it is one of those professions where you have to be honest and tell the truth to people. Because if you lie to a legislator or you stab somebody in the back, they're never talking to you again.
That's so true.
And you don't get many clients when you can't talk to legislators.
Yeah. In my experience, honesty and sometimes, confronting the facts, but being forthright and honest is so much better in the long run. That's not breaking news, right? That's obvious stuff. But when it comes to politics,
especially nowadays,
I think our listeners also maybe some of them share a sense of cynicism when it comes to politics these days. We need more honesty and transparency in our politics, and so that's a great take. Appreciate that. You spent some time also working for Senator Mitt Romney in his district office. I believe you led the district office for Senator Romney. Tell us about that and what kind of experiences you had.
That's been one of the most memorable experiences of my life is working for Senator Mitt Romney. Getting to learn from him and talk to him every day. I was hired to set up his Senate office in the state of Utah. So we had 12 employees in the state. We do casework. I mean, if you have an issue with getting your passport, or if you're a veteran who's not getting their benefits, that's what these local offices do. All right. We were totally on your side. If you have an issue with the federal government, and everyone has an issue with the federal government, we were there to help. Yeah. And so that was really fun. Some of the things that we got to work through, though, were pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Once in a generation, once in 100 years, two impeachments. And with Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Working through COVID, Mitt Romney's office was the first office to completely shut down. And every other Senate office followed really quickly thereafter, all kind of going home for a few weeks and then coming back and getting to talk to him every day and hear how his mind works and the strategy that was kind of always in his brain was really fascinating for me. And it kind of allowed me to look at things in a different way. That's really helped in my in my current job.
Well, that insight, I think, is going to be so fun and so interesting for our listeners in the future as we get into the political news of the day, as we get into some of these issues. That experience to drop on and the stories that you'll be able to share, I really am excited and looking forward to all of that, Adam. Quickly, we have maybe a minute or so left here in your intro segment introducing new KSL at Night host Adam Gardner, listeners to the program. Adam, what is one thing that listeners just may not know about you? What is one thing about Adam Gardner, not necessarily a secret, but one fun, quirky, personal point of information?
Oh my gosh, I am a nerd when it comes to reading and listening to Audible. And I like anything. I am the guy that judges a book by its cover. If it's got a cool cover and I'm hearing people talk about it, that's what I'm reading next.
Best book you've read in the last couple months?
The Coddling of the American Mind.
Oh.
It was written by two Democrat professors that talked about how kids are being coddled too much and not prepared when they get into college in real life.
Yeah.
What life is going to be like.
Oh, wow.
And it really changed the way I parent and view kind of the next generation. And anyway, so I'll read anything. I'll biographies, I'll read suspense, I'll read Lord of the Rings, whatever. You
love
throw
it
at me, I'll listen to it.
Very good. All right. I might have to pick up the one you just mentioned there. Adam Gardner, welcome to the program. So excited to have you. Principal founder, ASG Consulting. Listeners, we have a great show lined up for you tonight. Don't go anywhere. Coming up next, we're going to talk about some of the huge, huge political races that will be decided at convention at the Utah Republican Party State Convention this coming Saturday, April 27th. Listeners, that conversation right after this break.
911 emergency.
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.